first to heaven. Actually, the heavens, because sometimes science just stops you in its tracks, like these mind-blowing photos of Pluto taken in a flyby by the probe New Horizons. They were made public yesterday. Who knew this is what Pluto looked like? Monica Grady is a professor in planetary sciences at Britain's Open University. So for people who haven't seen the photos, what do they show, Monica?
Well, they show these really amazing planes, which look as if they've got these scaly features on them. They've been described as tree bark or dragon skin, and that's what they look like. It looks as if you ran your hand over it, it would feel bumpy. Really, really bizarre.
So that's what's been photographed from New Horizons. If you were down on the ground level on the surface of Pluto, what would I see if I were standing there?
Well, it's strange because the scale of these is quite large. So, you know, you're looking at these bumps, which are several hundred meters across. So you would probably just see undulating territory, sort of your feet, of course, would be pretty frozen.
Yeah, right.
You were looking at them because we, you know, the surface is icy.
Does that mean, I mean, it's icy. Obviously, it's cold out there and that ice wouldn't melt. But that, what does that presence of H2O indicate?
Well, the ice is possibly a mixture of water and methane ice and probably ammonia ice and all sorts of stuff. So not like to be pure water ice. Mm. But it's really strange because we don't expect to see really flat lying land like this. I mean, okay, it's bumpy, but on a planetary scale, it's actually flat. You know, you don't see any craters in it by bombarding asteroids and stuff like that. So it's very strange.
So interpret that for us. What do those flat bits on the Pluto surface actually mean?
You would expect something like Pluto to be covered in craters because it's been bombarded, you know, all the time, and the ice would be eroded away, or it's so cold that craters in the ice would stay there. But because everything's flat and those craters have gone, it looks as if things are being resurfaced. Some of the other images that have come have shown sort of mountains sticking up that they and wedges and ledges, and they look as if they've been made by moving ice and cracking and things like that. And it's completely unexpected because Pluto shouldn't really have any heat source inside it to allow those things to be being produced.
What's the technology that has allowed such really detailed photos of Pluto?
Well, I mean, you can take much higher resolution photos today than you could 2 years ago, than you could 10 years ago, just with the camera in your mobile phone. Mm. However, you know, New Horizons was launched how many years ago? You know, a dozen or so years ago.
Right.
Taken all this time to get to Pluto. So it's using old technology. And so, you know, if you could launch a modern mobile phone onto the same mission today, you'd get even better, even more detailed images.
Yeah, think about that, new smartphone buyers. That was Monica Grady. She's a professor of planetary sciences at the Open University in England.